Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
One of the biggest questions I get all the time is when it comes to tracking the success of your Facebook and Instagram ads, is what is the difference between a custom conversion and a standard event? So on today's quick tip, we're going to get back to basics and break down the difference between these two ways to track your conversions with your ads. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. I felt the rain down in Africa. What's up, my friends? I've been listening to a lot of 80s music lately, and I have Toto Africa stuck in my head because it's pouring out here today in San Diego. Welcome back to the show, my friends. I have never sung on the podcast here before, and probably never will again. I am Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Hope you and your family are doing well and you're safe. And today we're going to get back to basics on today's quick tip episode. One question I get all the time is when you're tracking conversions with your ads, what's the difference? Why might you use a custom conversion versus a standard event? And so let's break that down. All right. So the first one I talk about is custom conversions. And this is the one that I recommend for most of you. This is what we mostly use in our business. It's the easiest, it's the most straightforward, and you can just set it up and you're off to the races. Okay. So, and custom conversions are easier. They allow you to optimize for and track actions, for example, a conversion, without having to add any additional standard event code to your Facebook pixel code. Okay. All you need is the URL of the page that marks your conversion. Now, there's some characteristics to a custom conversion that you need to be aware of, right? You can have up to 100 custom conversions. The number a few years ago used to be like 20. You could have only 20 custom conversions. And you can edit the name of the custom conversion after you set it up. You can edit the description. You can edit the conversion value, which I'll talk about here in a second. However, Facebook does not allow you to edit the rule of the custom conversion. And the rule is just the URL that you've set up that is the conversion. So you can't edit that. So if you've made a mistake or whatever, you just simply have to delete the custom conversion and start again. Okay. And again, you don't need to add any additional code to the Facebook pixel to track conversions with a custom conversion. This is very similar to how you set up a custom audience, meaning you just need the URL of the conversion page. Okay. And so the first thing you want to do is identify, oh, okay, what is the conversion? What marks the conversion in my sales funnel? And this is, the first conversion is going to be likely your thank you page after somebody opts in or registers or maybe makes a purchase. Usually it's that first freebie lead magnet opt-in or registration or what have you if you're doing a webinar. And so the custom conversion is the thank you page, the thank you page URL. A big mistake that people make is that they deem the opt-in page or the registration page as the conversion. And that is not true. That's not a conversion in the sense that we're talking about here, right? And if you've done that, know that you are not alone. That happens all the time. I see students, you know, doing that all the time. And what happens is you need to stop that ad set, right? Because you're optimizing, you're telling Facebook, you're giving Facebook the wrong thing to optimize for. So again, the custom conversion, the conversion that you want to be tracking and optimizing for is on the thank you page of whatever it is that you're trying to do, meaning lead magnet, opt-in, registration, what have you, okay? And when you're setting up your custom conversion, as you're going through, and I'm not going to go, you know, like step by step here, but what you want to do is going to say the URL contains or your URL equals, right? I personally like to do URL contains, and I like to do everything after the, what is it, www dot, and then the URL. So, you know, it's like https://// www.rickmulready.com/foundations-thank-you, whatever. Well, I'm going to take everything. I'm going to take the rickmulready.com/foundations-thank-you. And that is the quote unquote contains part of the URL. And that's how I'm setting up my custom conversion, right? I'm not going to use the entire URL because I've had instances in the past where if I grab like the whole HTTP, whether it's HTTPS, HTTP, whatever it pulls, it just, it skews the data. And I've had campaigns in the past. I remember one campaign where it wasn't tracking correctly. And I was like, I could not figure it out. And it was because we had URL equals and we need to change its URL contains. And so anyway, that's what I recommend, URL contains. Now, if you have multiple thank you pages that everything has like, you know, /thank-you at the end of your URL, and that's what you're putting in there to track the conversion, all you're putting in there is URL contains /thank-you, well, that is not going to be accurate because you have multiple pages with that in your URL. So you want to be a little bit more specific on the URL there, okay? And when you use a conversion value, so one of the things that I get asked all the time is how do I see the ROI of my ad? How do I see how much I'm spending on my ad? And then also, likewise, how much do I, or how do I see the revenue I've generated from my ad? Well, when you do a custom conversion, you can use a, what they call a conversion value when you're setting up your custom conversion. When you're setting up your custom conversion, there's a box, there's a field there that says enter a conversion value. So for example, if your funnel, let's just say it's a webinar funnel, and you're sending people to register, and then the thank you page is custom conversion number one, and then you have a course that's say $497, and you have a thank you page after the sales page, well, you can track both of those conversions. You're optimizing for the first conversion in your funnel, though. Now, unless this, if you're more advanced and you have tons and tons of data, then you can get into optimizing for the sale. But for most people listening right now, most of you listening, you want to be optimizing for that first conversion in the funnel, but you can still track the sale value. So what that's going to do, it's going to tell you, number one, oh, I spent whatever, $500 on my ads and I made three sales and I made, you know, roughly $1,500. Cool. You can also look at Facebook stat called ROAS, which is return on ad spend. And it's going to give you like a decimal, like 2.2 or 1.7 or 1.5 or something like that. So it's telling you what your ROI is, okay? So that's a very high level of custom conversions. Now, on the other hand, standard events, this is where we get into a little bit more advanced, right? So the difference between custom conversions and standard events is custom conversions, number one, can only track page load conversions, meaning they went to a thank you page and the page loaded, and that marks the custom conversion, right? With a standard event, you could track somebody like clicking on an add to cart button or clicking the register now button, right? With custom conversions, you cannot track specific actions that someone might take on a page. Custom conversions only allow you to track that page load conversion. And again, with custom conversions, there's no need to add any additional code to the Facebook pixel with custom conversions. You do with standard events. So with custom conversions, you'd place the Facebook pixel on your conversion page, and then you just use the URL of the page to mark the conversion, to track the conversion. With standard events, you place the pixel, but then you have to add additional code, if you will, a little JavaScript code. I think it's JavaScript code. I'm not a coder. I'm not a techie person. But then you have to add, for standard events, you have to add an additional piece of code within the Facebook pixel code or right after the pixel code. And there used to be 9 standard events, but Facebook has added different ones. So I'll list them out real quick for you. Add payment info, right? So during a checkout process, a person clicks on a button to save their billing information. That is an action that you can track. Add to cart. So somebody clicks on an add to cart button, you can track that action. Add to a wish list. This would be more like e-commerce type of thing, right? Complete registration. That could be an opt-in, that could be a webinar, what have you, or a live event or what have you. Contact. So a telephone, like text messaging, email, chat, or other type of contact between a customer and your business, you can use that as a standard event. If you have a product that people are customizing, again, this is more e-commerce related. You can see here that these are more advanced things. Facebook has a donate standard event, a find location standard event, an initiate checkout standard event. So if you have like a checkout button, you can track the action when somebody clicks that checkout button. And then you're tracking the actions on, you know, on the sales page, or on the thank you page, how many people initiated the checkout but actually didn't make it to the thank you page. Then you can retarget them. You can build audiences of those people. They have a lead standard event, a purchase standard event, a schedule standard event, a search standard event, a start trial, submit application, subscribe, and then view content. So they've really built these out. The last few there, like view content, purchase, lead, initiate checkout, those are the older ones that have been around for a long time. They've just added a whole bunch of these other standard events, right? And Facebook has gotten much better in helping you set this up. If you're going to be using standard events, the process they take you through, they tell you exactly what to do right inside of Ads Manager. So when you go into Ads Manager, you click on the little hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner, the three little lines, and then you click on Pixel, it walks you through this whole process for how to place the standard event. So not only the pixel, but where the standard event code goes in there, you can also track purchase values and all this other stuff in there. But again, this is more advanced, as you can see here. And for most of you, just like from 99% of the stuff that we do in our business is custom conversions. It's a lot easier. It's accurate. We've had really good success with it. And that's why we use it for us. And that's why I teach it to my students inside of Foundations. Okay. So getting back to basics, that's the difference between custom conversions and standard events, right? Tracking conversions and also building audiences for custom audiences for retargeting and so forth that you can do with the two. Cool. Hope this was helpful for you, my friends. Hey, before you go, if you are an online expert, I've created a brand new Facebook and Instagram ads free training for you. So if you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're doing webinars, membership program, you're a coach, etc., and Facebook and Instagram ads just want to make you pull your hair out. They're super overwhelming for you. Totally hear you, right? And you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating predictable and profitable leads for your business that can turn into sales using Facebook and Instagram ads, then I want to invite you to register for this new free webinar training that you've got to check out, okay? It's called How to Generate Predictable and profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads. And you can register for it at rickmulready.com/training. All right. Once you register for it, training is going to be right there for you. And you're going to learn my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to be able to create a predictable stream of leads and sales for your business using Facebook and Instagram ads. I break it and simplify it all down for you in the training. You're also going to learn the common mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for this free webinar training is rickmulready.com/training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/training. Go register for it. Check it out. It's right there on the thank you page for it. And yes, when you register on that thank you page, that is a custom conversion. I'm tracking those conversions. All right. Thank you so much for listening to today's quick tip. I hope it was helpful for you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. As always, I appreciate you, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.